it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know.
That's how most of the losers in free agency feel. This is hour two, the final hour of the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. Join the discussion at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. The final hour of the program is going to be a huge one indeed. In our next segment, at 10 after this hour, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time, Mike Golic, you know him from Mike and Mike, will join us along with Dr. John Anderson. We're going to talk a lot of winners and losers in NFL free agency as the new league year is here. And Dr. John Anderson will join us and we'll talk a little diabetes management with both Mr. Golic and Dr. John Anderson. And then after Mike and Dr. Anderson, we'll go back to some of my other winners and my big loser thus far in NFL free agency. And it's not a team you might be thinking of as one of your biggest losers, but that's the rundown of hour two. And as time permits at the very, very back end, as we move along, we'll try and squeeze in some of the college basketball as championship week is here in the world of college basketball and tickets are being punched and teams trying to secure at-large bids for the big dance. So that's the rundown of hour number two. And as you all know, radio on the go is what it's all about. So be smart and take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you, whether it's the great apps like iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or Stitcher Smart Radio, or our award-winning website like sportsbyline.com. And you can go to sportsbyline.com to find out, you know, find a local affiliate, find a number of ways to listen to this network. And also a little shout out to those listening on the American Forces Radio Network around the world. We wouldn't have the freedoms we enjoy without you guys and you ladies, so thank you so very much. Mike Golic, Dr. John Anderson, they'll join us next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, this is Rick Haro. Join me for Beyond the Scoreboard Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline. We go inside the biggest deals in sports with the biggest names in the industry. In sports news, business, law, marketing, politics, and deal-making right here on Sports Byline. That's Beyond the Scoreboard, only on Sports Byline and SportsByline.com. Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
We continue with the Spano and Black Attack, and it's our pleasure to go out to our guest line and bring in one of the very best sports talk radio hosts in the business, and he gets an opportunity to speak to a very average one, and that's Mike Golic, one of the very best, along with Dr. John Anderson. They both join us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Dr. Anderson. It's really great to talk to both of you this morning.
Good morning.
Mike, let's start with you. Long storied NFL career in the trenches, and not long removed from that NFL career, you find out that you have type 2 diabetes. Talk about the shock of finding that out despite the family history, and just take us through the process, the battle, and how you got to where you are today.
Well, I mean, my father was diagnosed in his early 40s, and, you know, the way he chose to deal with it, and it was perfectly his right to do it, it was kind of kept it to himself. You know, obviously brought my mother in on it and stuff, but didn't really involve, you know, us kids. I have two brothers as well, or really a lot of his friends. And I was diagnosed probably about 8 to 10 years after my NFL career with type 2 diabetes. So while I was surprised at the time, I wasn't overly shocked because, you know, my father had been diagnosed. So my thought process was, well, I'm going to get everybody involved. I don't want to deal with this alone. You know, I do everything sports related. So now I needed, you know, another head coach outside of Don Shula or Buddy Ryan or Rich Kotite. You know, I needed my doctor now to be my head coach, probably my most important head coach. I needed my family and my coworkers to be my new teammates. So that's kind of what I did. I wanted to get knowledge. I wanted my doctor to obviously get a game plan for me, which includes from medications. You know, I've been taking Invokana as of late, which has been great for my numbers. Great. There are obviously great benefits, risk as well, and everybody needs to talk to their doctor about what's going to work for them. There's the stage that I have now to let people know, hey, this, don't deal with this alone. And Janssen Pharmaceuticals has given me that stage to say, bring other people in, get them involved in this, you know, for the food that I need to buy, for my wife, the snacks she brings in the house. My kids, two of them are boys who played football and were large, large football players, to say, hey, your grandfather had this, I have this, so there's the potential down the road for you. So let's all learn now what the complications can be, what the ramifications could be, and how we can avoid a lot of that by lifestyle change. So that's really why I'm out talking about it, is I want to tell people, don't deal with this alone. Get a great team around you.
Boy, that's well said, Mike. And Dr. Anderson, let's talk a little bit about some of the signs that you should watch out for that would make you go to your doctor and perhaps get tested to see if you have type 2 diabetes, number one. And also talk a little bit about those managing diabetes. In this day and age, we're busier than ever. How do those who have type 2 diabetes manage it well and stay on track while dealing with the busy demands of lifestyle in 2017?
That's a great question. Let me first go over the symptoms. So people who have type 2 diabetes can present with increased thirst, blurred vision, increased urination, weight loss, and fatigue. But what we really want to do in this country is try to diagnose these patients with type 2 diabetes before they get to that point. Because we have about 89 million people in this country who have what we call pre-diabetes, which means they don't quite have the numbers to meet the threshold for diabetes, but they're on their way. And we know that changing lifestyle, as Mike talked about, early on can actually delay or prevent the onset of diabetes. And there are people with type 2 diabetes who have it and do not know it because they don't manifest the symptoms. Now, to your second question, we all have busy lives, but the message is that everybody can live well with type 2 diabetes. You just have to have your individualized game plan. So you've got a hectic schedule. When am I going to plan good meals? When am I going to fit in exercise? When do I manage to check my glucose? When am I going to be able to go back and see my physician? You know, how do I fit that into my schedule, especially with medication management? So those are the kinds of things you need to have a conversation with your doctor when you're at your visit so they get to know who you are and what your unique circumstances are.
Boy, that's very well said, Dr. Anderson. And we're joined by Mike Golic, former NFL football player extraordinaire, and now, as I said, one of the truly very best sports talk radio hosts in the business, and Dr. John Anderson, and we're talking about diabetes management. Mike, since I have somebody who knows a lot more about football than I do and is a lot better sports talk host than I am, let's take advantage of this opportunity and talk a little football. Okay. I've talked throughout the last hour of the program about how I thought the two biggest winners in day one were the two teams that completed a trade with each other. I loved everything the Browns did to start their rebuilding project, including taking on the money of Brock Osweiler because they had so much spare money to spend. And I thought it was brilliant by Houston in that their window of opportunity is right now to shed that Osweiler contract and be in a position to perhaps grab Tony Romo. To me, they were the two biggest winners. Your thoughts on that deal?
I would agree. You know, at first we were all like, what in the hell is Cleveland doing? And everybody in Houston's got to be breathing a sigh of relief saying, oh, my God, how do we unburden that one? But we did. And then, so I agree with you from the Texans standpoint. If they can pull off the Romo deal, I think it's a great quarterback to have for that type of team. You just kind of hold your breath every time he gets hit. But if they can keep him upright and healthy, they have a great shot given the weapons they have on offense and the defense that they have. For Cleveland, I mean, right in the beginning of it was like, oh, my God, same old Cleveland Browns. But then you sit back and as you digest it, you go, okay, it's an NFL team that brought over a baseball guy from the Mets to help run the organization that pulled off an NBA trade. I mean, you got it all. I mean, so you have a guy that'll never see the field in Osweiler in a Cleveland Browns jersey. They'll make up his $16 million by all the cap space they have, and by not using all the cap space last year, it'll roll over some to this year. So they'll get rid of that. They'll pick up draft picks. Between the next 2 years, they have three number ones and five number twos to go along with all their other picks. The key, though, is make those picks count, because Cleveland had some high picks in the past, and they've struck out. They need to start hitting doubles, triples, and home runs with these big-time draft picks that they're getting. So it's one thing to acquire them. It's another thing to make the proper picks with them.
Well said, Mike. I want to try and keep you guys somewhat on schedule. So, Mike, one more free agency question. I'll make it nice and general, give you a chance to answer it quick, and then we'll get a way to get some more 411 on diabetes management as we go out the door. Other big winners and losers real quick through day one in free agency. Who did you really like what they did, and who did you really leave you scratching your head as far as what's going on?
Well, scratching my head is easy. What is going on in Washington? I mean, you lost two wide receivers, you lost a D lineman, and you have no idea what you're doing with your quarterback. You won't sign him to a long-term deal because you're not sure if he's the guy. And if you don't get a long-term deal with him and he plays on the franchise tag this year, next year you're not going to franchise him again at $34 million. So you transition him, another team can sign him, and you get nothing for him. So I have no idea what they're doing. And I hate to say they keep winning the offseason because you want to see fruits of their labor, but you got to hand it to Jacksonville. They're going out there and they're spending the money on guys that are good players. They did it again on the defensive side of the ball with four more signings, including, you know, Campbell from Arizona. So they're and they did it the year before and with draft picks on the defensive side of the ball. So you're just waiting for that to come to fruition, but you have to give them credit. They're going out and they're signing good people. They just have to get it all together on the field.
Well said, Mike. We do want to keep you guys on schedule. So real quick, either one of you, whether it's Doc or Mike, give us the best way to get some more information on diabetes management and the awareness that you've given us today.
Okay, the site is icanimagine.com. It has my story on there and other stories, but I think more importantly, it's a great guide for people to have on how to talk to their doctor, the right questions, and to start that great relationship that you're going to have with your doctor for a while and get your game plan going in the right direction. So icanimagine.com.
Gentlemen, thanks so much for a few. Mike, if you ever have a morning off and nothing better to do, I'd love to have you come visit with me again.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You got it. Bye-bye, guys. Bye. Mike Golic, Dr. John Anderson joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Diabetes management and some keen insight into NFL free agency from one of the very best in the business. He's Mike Golic. So that was a great segment, and we're going to get back on track, and we're going to give you some more of my takes on free agency. We'll hit some more of the winners, and then we will hit the biggest loser. Mike did tell you who it was. It's next here on The Attack. Your calls are also welcomed at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Or The Attack right after this.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
All right, stupid, pick up the phone and call cop.
You're nuts, Rocky. You want to play some more? What am I supposed to tell him?
Tell him to get over here. You're going to make a confession.
Lieutenant Cobb, please. This is Louis Castro.
What's the matter, Castro? Hello, Cobb. This is Louis Castro. Get over to my place. I'd like to make a full confession. Now, will you put that thing away?
I don't think we're going to play with this anymore. Now that you've called your two boys, let's really call Gus Cobb. I think he'd like to meet them. And do me a favor, Castro, while I'm on the phone. Try to jump me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue with the attack. And again, we want to thank Mike Golic and Dr. John Anderson for joining us and talking NFL free agency and diabetes management. But back to the NFL. Free agency wars we go. Day one of the new league year in the books, and there was a ton of movement. We talked about the Browns. We talked about the Texans and what they did. But we would be remiss if we didn't talk about some other big winners as we've embarked on this journey that is NFL free agency. And as Mike Golic mentioned, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they did a brilliant job of continuing to add pieces. And last year, they were one of the big winners in free agency. It looks like this year they're going to be one of the big winners in free agency again. One of these years, it's going to have to translate to wins on the football field, whether it's 2017 or 2018. But they got a ton of cap money to spend, and they are doing everything they can to continue to fortify that defense. They have weapons on offense. They need to shore up the offensive line. They need to find a pass-catching threat at tight end after having traded Julius Thomas. And they need to get Blake Bortles back to his 2015 form, or at least figure out if Bortles is their quarterback or is not their quarterback. But with that said, you look at what they do. They steal from the aforementioned Houston Texans cornerback A.J. Boye. So he'll be the elite cover corner for the Jaguars. They add Barry Church to that secondary, and they bring in Calais Campbell to line up with Malik Jackson, last year's defensive line prize for them in free agency. So this defense is really coming along. I mean, you got Boye opposite Jalen Ramsey at corner, Barry Church, an upgrade over Jonathan Cyprian at safety. And so now you're set at safety, you're set at corner, and you bring in Calais Campbell to line up inside with Malik Jackson. And he is such a versatile defensive lineman. He can line up outside, he can line up inside, he can drop back. I love these moves for the Jaguars. You're set in your secondary. You're set on the interior of your defensive line. You've got versatility for Gus Bradley and the myriad of looks that he can throw at teams defensively with schemes and moving guys around. You work in the draft, try and get some guys to rush the passer a little more. I still don't think the pass rush is great, but this is a defense with the money they've spent that's on the come. And realize, they have a lot more money to spend. They have draft picks. They can really, really fortify this roster. And they, between the draft picks and the money they have available in free agency, all the holes that you see that you believe they still have on their roster, by the time we open training camp, they may all well be shored up. And if the quarterback goes back to 2015 form, and that's the quarterback Blake Bortles is, as opposed to the quarterback that was there in 2016, watch out for Jacksonville sooner as opposed to later. But you could see why, in my mind, I think the window of opportunity is closing so quickly for the Houston Texans. So I think they're one of the big winners. I really do like what they did. I've seen people talk about the 49ers as a big winner based on the people that they signed, and they did a good sound job. But they still have a long way to go. Bringing in Garcon and Marquise Goodwin, you now have wide receivers. Brian Hoyer will be your backup quarterback eventually as you go get a starter, and he's the ideal backup quarterback for a contender. And if you strike out in the quarterback derby this year and you don't reach, Hoyer can be your serviceable starter until you get somebody better. And they bring in Robbie Gould. They bring in Logan Paulson, Malcolm Smith. So they did a very, very good job. But again, they still have a long, long way to go. But they did nice work. I love what the Eagles did. They had a guard to solidify the offensive line and Chance Warmack. And they give Carson Wentz a pair of speed receivers. Alshon Jeffrey, still one of the best receivers in the game. And Torrey Smith, who is pure speed. With Jordan Matthews and Zach Ertz and guys like that, all of a sudden, Carson Wentz has plenty of weapons to throw the football to, and he can really expand his game. Very, very nice work by the Eagles. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they did what they needed to do. They have so much cap space, and they got Jameis Winston, the home run hitter that he needs opposite Mike Evans. So you got to like that. And they have money to burn. They got so much cap space. They can set the market and go and get the pieces that they need. Mike Evans is your true number one receiver and superstar. I don't love DeSean Jackson. And speed guys, and I think he's a 29, 30-year-old speed guy. I don't know how many more years he's going to be that speed guy. But with that being said, they needed a speed guy opposite Mike Evans. DeSean Jackson does that as well as anybody. He run a go route. He's behind everybody. Jameis Winston will have fun throwing the football to him. It should open all kinds of things up for that Buccaneers offense. So I really, really like what they did. They had Chris Baker, who will move inside next to Gerald McCoy. And they will be able to stop the run. Because when you look at that, at three pieces of that front four, McCoy, Baker, and William Golston, those are three very, very stout run stoppers. They still have money to burn under the cap to fill a few more holes. I think they've done some very sound work. I think the New York Giants did a very, very good job as well. Brandon Marshall. It was a brilliant acquisition for the Giants and fits exactly what they needed perfectly. We talked about that yesterday on the show. You know, how good a piece Brandon Marshall would be opposite Odell Beckham Jr. and in concert with Sterling Shepard. And I think every bit as much as what he's able to do on the field for Odell Beckham Jr., it's also a matter of what he's going to be able to do off the field. I really think that was a wise, wise acquisition for all the reasons I entailed yesterday. They make a move, they release Will Johnson, and they clear $1 million in cap space that they need, and they bring in Red Ellison, 4-year, $18 million deal. Again, Red Ellison, not a big-time household name, and not a guy that may move the needle for you. But as a number three utility knife, Swiss Army knife, utility knife tight end who could flat out block, he will help the suspect edges of that Giant offensive line and help that offensive line in the run game. Rhett Ellison can flat out block, and he is one of the very best blocking tight ends in the game. And he will be one of three tight ends on this Giant roster, and he will play a role. If O.J. Howard is there when they draft at 23, I expect the Giants to grab him and make him the starting tight end. And Will Ty will remain there. So they're giving Eli Manning all the weapons that he would need so that he can go out and make some plays with the football at 36. And this team with that stout defense can climb through its window of opportunity. They do have to address one of the guard positions and one of the tackle positions along this offensive line. They need to get that offensive line solidified. Because if they can get Manning back to believing and trusting that offensive line, they can get a quality run game and get run pass balance with the weapons they have in the passing game, this could be a very dynamic offense under Ben McAdoo. And defensively, if they add some pieces, continue, don't lose too many pieces, find a way to bring back Jonathan Hankins, that defense will be incredibly dangerous. It's got elite corners. The safeties, they'll add some depth at safety. If they continue to get good safety, great play from Landon Collins, they get that pass rush, they're stout against the run. Going to be a complete team and one that's very, very hard to stop. So those are some of the real big winners for me thus far in free agency. Next up, we got to talk about some of the losers. And we really have to dive into the situation with the biggest loser of all thus far in free agency. I'll tell you who that is next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer. Now, don't go crying to your mamas. What do you want? I'm paying top salaries and a bonus.
I ain't seen a buck out of you yet, Pat.
Ah, you'll get your dough, all right. Don't worry about that. When we get back to Tampico, you'll be paid as we step off the ferry. That agent was supposed to be here with the dough. Don't know what's going to happen. There's nothing to worry about, though. I'll go over to the office and pick up the money myself. You men stay here.
Yeah.
Ah, the Tampico update, brought to you by USA Today, because they bring you the weather. You know USA Today, and Tampico is the place to be. needs cold. It's cold drinks and warm sunshine, especially as I'm here in New York dealing with snow. 68 degrees right now. 87 for a high. Sunshiny skies in Tampico, Mexico. Tampico, Illinois. Well, not nearly so warm. 27 degrees right now. 39 is the high temperature, but the skies are clear. Tampico, Mexico is, of course, the coolest city ever.
Unbelievable.
Boy, if I missed that, it's been a long time coming for the Tampico update. Always a lot of fun, and USA Today weather brings it to you. Let's get to the biggest loser thus far in NFL free agency, and there's one clear big loser. It is the Washington Redskins, who are the most dysfunctional franchise in the National Football League. And whoever thought anybody would say that with a Cleveland Browns franchise that exists in this league. But the realities are, they are the biggest mess in the entire National Football League. You have a quarterback who is your franchise quarterback playing on a franchise tag for the second consecutive year, which means in all reality, you can't franchise him again because the cap hit would be 34 point something million dollars. Now you put him on a transition tag if you don't get a long-term deal done. All another team has to do is come in, swoop in with money, and bye-bye Kirk for nothing. And if you think he doesn't want out of Washington, you got another thing coming. And if you don't think there's a franchise out there in need of a quarterback that will spend money on Kirk Cousins and give him a long-term deal, you got another thing coming. So they've botched the quarterback situation. They have the franchise quarterback in place, but they're now put themselves in a position where they may lose him for no compensation after this season, unless they lock him up to a long-term deal. And it doesn't look like it's going to happen because the powers that be there now don't necessarily believe in Kirk Cousins. You lost both your starting wide receivers. And, oh, yeah, you fired your GM, who was the guy that you entrusted to set the direction of this franchise. He unearthed, you know, he basically put you back in the playoffs in the 2015 season and had you within earshot of the playoffs last season. And now you let him go. I don't know if it's actually due to some personal issues or a conflict between Bruce Allen, who is the senior vice president of football operations and has now, in effect, taken over as the general manager of the Washington Redskins, and he's now charting their course. But it was weird. You know, they didn't let him go right away. They initially just kept him away from the team, blamed a myriad of other things, and basically the guy as your general manager who's entrusted for charting the direction of your franchise is nowhere to be found during the combine, during the Senior Bowl, and during the first day of free agency. And then on that first day of free agency and the first day of the new league year, you fire him and you let your two starting wide receivers go. So now you have a franchise quarterback who you've screwed the pooch on this contract situation. So in all reality, you're probably going to lose him because you can't afford to franchise him again as the cap charge would be prohibitive. You'll now transition him, which means somebody could swoop in and take him for nothing. And it may be difficult for you to sign him to a long-term deal because it's a combination of things. Number one, you showed you didn't believe in him. Bruce Allen may or may not believe in him. And now Kirk Cousins is mad at the organization. He'll sign his franchise deal because they said they're not going to trade him and he's not going to be dumb enough to sit out. He's going to take his $20-plus million. But now, when the shoe's on the other foot and he has the hammer, he's going to put it down on the Washington Redskins, who will likely be without their franchise quarterback after this season, a guy that they've cultivated and developed. And in this league, you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance. So they find a franchise quarterback, and they bungle it. They're going to let him go. They let their two starting wide receivers go. And as I said, you fire the guy who was charting the direction of your franchise. You kind of intimate that there's an alcohol problem. I don't know how accurate that is. I've heard conflicting reports there. But I've also heard that there was jealousy and an awful lot of disharmony between Bruce Allen and the general manager. And there's no denying, you know, the abilities as a general manager and as a development guy, Scott McLuhan. You know, he is. I mean, but he has had problems with alcohol in the past. So this one is interesting. And the statement from Bruce Allen, the president of the team, the president of football operations, it's a very tersely worded statement. The Washington Redskins have released Scott McLuhan from the organization effective immediately. We wish him success in his future endeavors. The team will have no further comment on his departure. The organization remains confident in our personnel department as we execute our free agency plans as well as prepare for the upcoming NFL draft. I don't know what kind of plan you have because you've bungled the Cousins situation. Garcon is in San Francisco and DeSean Jackson's with the Buccaneers. So your offense is basically, by the conclusion of the 2017 season, your entire offense will be gone. Your defense is not good enough to carry the ship. So the Redskins in an NFC East where the Giants are going to try and climb through the window of opportunity with 36-year-old Eli Manning right away. The Cowboys are a juggernaut for the next several years. And here come the Philadelphia Eagles, one of the winners in the early portion of free agency. So where have the Washington Redskins landed? Firmly at the bottom of the NFC East with, in my mind, very little chance of climbing out of it for a long, long time. The franchise is just an absolute mess. There's no other way to describe it. They are back to being the most dysfunctional football team in the National Football League, the most dysfunctional franchise. It was a spot we always thought was reserved for the Cleveland Browns. But it appears, at least in my mind, that the Browns have this right. And as Mike Golic said earlier on, what they've done and how they've set themselves up for success in Cleveland, they've done all the right things. Now they just have to draft well. If they draft badly, well, then they're back to being the same old Browns. But if they draft wisely and spend money well in free agency, as it looks like they have so far, poised for success. Washington's the other side of the coin, however, and they seem clearly destined and poised for failure. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in on the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with us here or hang out with me here on the Spano and Black Attack. If you're a Twitter guy, at JoeSpano56, at SportsBylineUSA. Those are the myriad of ways to get involved on this edition. We've talked about a lot. You're probably going to have some real strong opinions on what we've discussed here on the Spano and Black Attack, so please feel free to weigh in. Let's hit a little college basketball before we get out the door here. And the major conference tournaments, you know, all the Power Six tournaments are now in full swing. The Big West is now in full swing. The Mountain West is in full swing as well. Conference USA's tournament is moving along. You know, a lot of the mid-majors all punched their tickets early. They've concluded their tournaments, and we talked a lot earlier in the week about the fact that this is not a banner year for any of these mid-major conferences. And outside of the West Coast Conference, I don't see any mid-major or small conference team making any noise. It's really going to be about, you know, the power conferences within the world of college basketball, which are the Big East, the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac-12, the A-10, and the AAC. That's what college basketball is all about. You know how a lot of years I can always find these great mid-major upstarts that will make noise and challenge teams and win games? I don't see many. I flat out don't see many. The most dangerous one for me is, again, Conference USA representative Middle Tennessee State, should they take care of business in the Conference USA tournament. The West Coast Conference teams of Gonzaga and St. Mary's, Gonzaga is certainly not a mid-major anymore, and St. Mary's has been around so long as this dangerous team that you're not going to be surprised. So the one I see, really, as I said, maybe whoever comes out of the Mid-America Conference, really them along with Middle Tennessee are the only, you know, mid-major or small conference teams that I see that can really threaten. You know, South Dakota State, who won the Summit, they've got a future NBA player on their roster, but I just don't see enough of anything else where they could really threaten anybody, especially if they get the wrong matchup. So really what you're going to see come Selection Sunday is the ACC is going to go deep. The Big East could get 7 out of their 10 teams in. The Big Ten's going to go deep. The Big 12 is going to go deep. The Pac-12 could go 6 deep. That's what this tournament is all about. You know, mid-major Cinderellas like Illinois State, they're getting their bubble popped. You know, even Middle Tennessee, if they don't win Conference USA, they get their bubble popped. You know, mid-major teams that didn't win their conference tournaments in traditional one-bid leagues, none of those teams have a chance. The Valpos, the Oaklands, forget about it. They're going to the NIT. So it's going to be a power conference dominated tournament. And we're watching these power conference teams right now march through their conference tournaments. And we're seeing some terrific play and some fun college basketball as championship week marches along. And again, it's all about these teams that are on the bubble, padding their resume. These power conference teams win games in these conference tournaments, pad the resume. Because you don't want your bubble popped on Selection Sunday. And Selection Sunday will always be fun. And then Monday we'll come out of the weekend. We'll have coaches on and we'll give our thoughts on what we think the committee got right and what we think they got wrong as far as seating and everything else. But up next, we'll take you home for the week here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. And he's off today, but you be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big 5 stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government. and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition. We always bring you the hardest-hitting sports talk, the latest news, the most insightful interviews. It's always fun here on the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Remember, follow me on Twitter, at Span56. But most importantly, follow the network here on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA. And take advantage of getting all the latest 411 on what's coming up on Sports Byline, what's next. Also, you can make sure to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's a two-hour block on weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. So if there's anything that you missed, like all the great sports talk today, and you want to catch it, go to Best of Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on go to at Sports Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on Best of Byline. And whether it's something from the Spano and Black Attack, whether it's something from Titillating Sports, whatever. But you'll get a chance to catch those things that you couldn't hear earlier in the day because your schedule got in the way. Well, great edition of The Attack is in the books. Special thanks to Robert. Of course, special thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. Until we meet again, good day, all.